Joining me on the phone is the brand new Port Lincoln Council CEO, Matthew Morgan. Thanks for joining me, mate. Appreciate it.
Nah, thanks for having me on, Ben. Great to be here.
I thought we've heard that there's a new CEO, so why not meet the man? So tell us about yourself. What's your background? So you've come from Karoonda, is it?
Yeah, Karoonda East Murray's, a small Mallee community up in the southern Mallee area, so between Murray Bridge and Loxton on the other side of the state.
Yep.
So a small broadacre farming community, but with a lot of community spirit. So I've been there for around 3 years, and before that I was at Centennial Park in the Adelaide metro area.
Okay.
Which was the largest provider of burial, cremation and memorial services, operated by two councils.
Yeah.
And prior to that, Central Victoria and local government. So I've had some different experiences, but also been in local government arena for, you know, close to 16, 17 years now.
Yeah, sweet. So you're bringing a fair amount of experience, to say the least, to the Port Lincoln City Council.
Yeah, and I guess more importantly, I think, is a new set of eyes. So look, really looking forward to getting stuck in here and learning some of the programs and initiatives that are already in development, but hoping to bring a little bit of out-of-the-box thinking as well.
Yeah, wicked. And I suppose, what are some of the big achievements that you've done in a previous life before you came to Port Lincoln?
Previous life, yeah, some of the big achievements. Well, I think at Karoonda East Murray in particular, in the short time I was there, which was just on 3 years, we went through some quite significant change, and for a small town of around 500 people and a district population of around 1,000 people, which covers 4,000 square kilometres, it's quite dispersed and quite challenging to provide community services. But one of the key things that we were able to deliver there was to build a new childcare centre and to develop Mallee Kids Childcare, which was the first time that community's actually had 5 days a week childcare. And I guess the flow-on benefits there was, you know, local jobs in terms of people working in the centre, but also then people being able to seek additional employment or, you know, second income for farming families, because there is care available for kids who aren't school age, but then also after school care for kids who are actually school age. So that was one of the key things. I think one of the most enjoyable projects I worked on was the Karoonda Day and Night Silo Art Project, which was the first of its kind in Australia, and we believe in the world, actually.
Yeah.
But it was a combination of painted silo, which are becoming so popular these days, and the grey nomads are travelling all around the country to go to silos.
Absolutely.
But with a little bit of a twist. So it had a permanent projection set up, and at night the silos would transform into a digital canvas for large-scale artwork.
Oh, wow. And I suppose because it's a digital canvas, that means that it can then change at the drop of a hat, really.
That's right, yeah. So we had a rotating calendar of artists who would be doing artwork, and that would change every month, and that would just give it a refreshed look so that every time people come to town, there was something different to see on the silos. So the paint would always be there during the day, the iconic murals that was painted by Hisco.
Yep.
There would always be something different at night. So it was encouraging people to bring the caravan and stay overnight in the park and, you know, have breakfast at the shops the next morning.
Absolutely. I mean, well, you look at the Port Lincoln silos are a great example of that as a potential opportunity, I suppose. Throwing ideas around.
It's one of the first things I noticed, but I thought that is a huge canvas, and I'm sure that at some point, you know, that will come across the table for discussion.
What are you sort of really keen to sink your teeth into here in Port Lincoln, beyond the potential silo art if that does come across your desk?
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, the first few months is really just about absorbing everything and learning the local environment, learning the local issues. I think there's some key issues from an industrial perspective with, you know, changes to the fishery sector. Being known as the seafood capital of Australia, you want a strong and viable sector. So I think that's important that I get on board and understand the changes in there. More importantly, I understand what role council can play to assist in that space, as well as, I guess, the transition and, you know, things like the closure of the rail network, which has transitioned all those B doubles and onto the road network, particularly in the city centre, and, you know, how we integrate that into some of the master planning that's been done. But I think overlaying that, I think there'll be some opportunities to think a little bit differently. I think there's a huge opportunity to capitalise on domestic tourism in particular in the next 12 to 18 months. But I guess the challenge there is about setting ourselves up to make sure that those people who come here in the next 12 or 18 months, they have such a good experience that they want to keep coming back even when the borders open and they can go international again. And I think the other element which I'm really keen to understand is the focus on youth.
Mm.
And again, this was an area that we had a lot of focus on at Karoonda East Murray, was really working with the future leaders, because those students who are, you know, 12 to 21, they're going to be tomorrow's leaders. And we're only 2 years away from council elections, and it would be good if we could get some of these people starting to think about putting their hand up. So that's another space I'm looking to really work in as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And we've got some great youth projects and youth organisations within our community that I'm sure are very excited to catch up and have a bit of a sit down and see what collaboratively can be done in association with council. It's a very exciting time, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, look, there's so much going on, and I think, you know, moving to Port Lincoln in the last few weeks, the whole city is just a buzz. There's been so many people here on holidays, over the school holidays, and even the school holidays are now finished, but there's still so many people coming to Lincoln, and, you know, from talking to people in the street, the accommodation venues are all booked out well and truly into next year. So it is just a whole lot of excitement and buzz out there. And hopefully, with the borders starting to ease, we don't see any relapse in terms of, you know, the COVID situation, and we can maintain that sort of community safety aspect. But I think there's a lot to look forward to, and, yeah, really looking to get, you know, my teeth stuck into it.
Fantastic. Well, Matthew, thanks so much for catching up and letting us essentially meet you, if you will. Can't wait to catch up and have a bit of a chat in the street when we see you around.
No worries. Thanks, Ben. It's been a pleasure.